Nights on Five Breakfast. Okay, it's time for your Olympic update. And it's weird because the Olympics officially start tomorrow, but a lot of it has already started. But we've got some wonderful news for you that Polly's going to be presenting with an interview on the Olympic update. Let's do it.
The latest Tokyo news and interviews. Welcome to the Olympic Games. The Olympic update with Polly Zondo.
It's really hard to believe that there are less than 24 hours to go to the official opening of the Games. And I'm so excited to have our regular here on the Five Breakfast, the SABC sport journalist, Thando Mxoli, just to discuss, you know, everything Team South Africa. Thando, a very good morning. The magic number is 13 from SASCOC. That is the target for the number of medals that they want. How realistic is 13?
Good morning to you, Polly, and good morning to your listeners. It's not a bad number. We'll come close. I don't think we'll get to 13, but we'll come close because we've got a number of medal contenders. Not all gold, but a couple of medal contenders going into this one.
All right, and today, of course, South Africa, the under 23 men's team, taking on host Japan. What would be the best outcome for us? I mean, eventually, in terms of the group that we're placed in.
Look, we need to take this one in different stages. For example, if we get out of this very tricky group with Argentina and Mexico and Japan, then we've got things just get tougher and tougher and tougher for us. So let's first look at getting out of the group stage. Then from there, it becomes literally a one-match affair, whereby if we beat any of the teams, I mean, like there's a possibility we could face Brazil or Germany in the quarterfinals, for example. It's small targets that you need to look at. Just get out of the group first, then from there you can sit and aim for of winning one game, nothing more. I think that's the best thing. We've got a very talented squad, though, a squad that has been together since under 17 days. So it's a good thing. All successful teams have played together for a long time at that level. So I think we can have some hope in terms of this team getting really far in the Olympics.
All right. And of course, with our rugby sevens team, they've had such a tricky start with those two separate isolation periods. But that shouldn't really hamper their performance. Do you think we can do better than the bronze from 2016, the Rio Olympics?
We definitely can. But look, this team has had hurdles from the get-go. Their coach, Neil Power, basically testing positive on arrival in Tokyo. So chances are he won't be there for the three-day event. But still, again, this is another team that's been together for a long time. The one thing that SA Rugby got right with the seven setup is that people have been contracted for at least 2 years. So even though Renzo Dazel, the assistant coach, who's also been part of the setup for such a long time, he will know the processes, and you'd like to believe that they'll go back to what has served them very well in the last couple of years. This team has won championships on the seven second circuit. They've shown that they've got the quality to beat the best in the world, not just once or twice, but consistently. This is a team that I think we can sit and say they are definitely medal hopefuls, and they have the ability to actually go for the big one, which is gold.
Ooh, that sounds so good. But I mean, something that isn't really good is knowing that, you know, our surfer Geordie Smith is out. And of course, yesterday, our dressage representative Tanya Semo also out. We don't have the likes of Caster Semenya anymore and Lubo Mayonga. I mean, what does that then do also to kind of our prospects?
Tanya's one was really sad because, like, I remember she rode with a horse in Rio in 2016. They basically have had a 12-year relationship as a partnership. So it's one of those things that it's sad that someone gets pulled out on the eve of the Olympics. But still, Jordan Smith, that's another top medal contender. I mean, like, he's been talking about the Olympics going up. I mean, in the last two or three years, this was the big one for him. But a knee injury took him out of that one. Caster Semenya, with all the different regulations, she has basically found herself in no man's land and trying to compete in different events, whether it's the 200 or the 5,000 meters, which are not really her strongest events. Unfortunately, the one event where she beats everyone in, she's not. The IIF has basically gone out of the way to make sure she doesn't run it. Luvuma Nyong'o is also another sad one because Luvo got silver at the last Olympics, but still, his form leading up to these Olympics was great. Luvo is a world champion in his event. Everyone was saying this guy is a serious gold medal contender. Unfortunately, off the track, events have interfered. He missed three tests in 1 year, and unfortunately, there are rules and stipulations that every athlete has to follow when it comes to doping, and he misses out on that. And those are basic three gold medal contenders that we've basically missed out on, and then there won't be in Tokyo. But still, guys, you'll be surprised. Olympics have the way of getting the best out of people, especially those who don't have the pressure to perform. It's going to be an interesting one. There isn't the crowd there to inspire and maybe also pressurize people. But still, it's a global event. It's been around the world. It's one of the biggest events in the world. So you might get a couple of surprises. Look out for our athletes, for example, our men's relay team. You've got some real hot sprinters on the circuit there. So there should be some interesting prospects for us.
Brilliant. Tando, you know you and I can go on and on and on, but let's wrap it up there for now. I'm sure we'll have you on later on just to discuss what's happening there. That was, of course, the SABC sport journalist Tando Mxoli unpacking all things Team South Africa with less than 24 hours to go to the official opening of the Tokyo Olympic Games.
The latest Tokyo news and interviews. Welcome to the Olympic Games. The Olympic Update with Poli Zondo.
Previously on 5 Drive with Nick Hammond.
Chef David Higgs was back on the show to give us some handy tips for Bright July.
5 Drive.
A lot of people like a light crust on meat, and I get that. If you are going to braai your meat, take it out early in the morning, get it to room temperature, and just before you get it onto the fire, you literally score the meat. All you want to do is break the skin with a very, very sharp knife as much as you can. So you crisscross as much as you can. So you give it this lovely, so it's a much bigger surface area to crisp up. So as you're cooking it, these little bits, they dry out, and it actually makes a great crust.
Get more Bright July content on Catch Up at 5fm.co.za.
5 Drive, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays on 5FM. Power up your mornings with the Suzuki Ignis and 5 Breakfast. Dan, Matty, Polly, and Marley.